Hey there, it's Reagan with Redeeming Productivity. This is our final episode of the year, and as I like to do, I made this one a bit of a year-in-review, life-update-y type video. And you'll hear more about that in just a minute, but before we dive in, I did want to let you know about something that's somewhat urgent. Redeeming Productivity Academy, which is our membership community, that includes access to 7 full-featured courses like Power Mornings, To-Do List Done Right, Goal Setting, and The Glory of God, and our newest offering, Optimize Your Weekly Schedule, which teaches you how to create a time management plan for your week. Even includes this really cool full-featured Google Sheet so you can map everything out and see how your time breaks down. Anyway, all of those are included in the membership, as is goal setting accountability that we do each week, our book club, our community, our workshops, a ton of other stuffs. But if you want to join the academy, you should join now because the price is going up on January 1st. But if you join before January 1st, you lock in the lowest price Redeeming Productivity Academy will ever be, and you lock it in for life. As long as you remain a member, we never change the price on you. So if you've been interested in the Academy, or if you're just hearing about it for the first time from me, go check it out, redeemingproductivity.com/academy. Our whole purpose there is to help believers grow much more intentionally in their productivity for the glory of God. We want to help you do that in 2024. And jump in now to save a little bit of money. Again, that's redeemingproductivity.com/academy, or just check out the link in the description. Okay, let's dive into the episode. I want to do a little bit of a recap of 2023, sort of evidences of the Lord's grace in my life, give you guys a little bit of behind the scenes for what I've been doing and Redeeming Productivity as ministry, and then looking ahead to 2024 and share some of the productivity things I plan to put into action in the coming year to get more done for the glory of God. If you don't know who I am, you just stumbled across this. My name is Reagan Rose. Since 2016, I've been producing resources for Christians on how to get more done, but according to biblical principles. So let's start with evidence of the Lord's grace in 2023. So we've had a lot of cool life update-y type things. We had Henry, our third child, in February of this year, which was just amazing. He's the sweetest little guy. He's full of smiles, just the happiest baby I've ever met. And so it's been nice to see how he rounds out the rose bouquet of children. And it's been really fun having him along and seeing him grow these last several months. The other big thing, if you've been following along, is this house. We renovated this house over the last year and a half, and I did most of the work myself. That was exhausting.
Oh, it's another hot day, and I just wish I could cool off.
Sometimes I regret taking it on, but we are moved in, and it's nice to have our own roof over our heads again, and it feels really good. The other big evidence of God's grace has just been how he sustained Redeeming Productivity as a ministry. I really pulled my foot off the gas a lot, especially in the latter half of 2023. As I was sprinting to finish the house project, I was doing less and less on Redeeming Productivity, and I was very scared, to be honest with you, that the whole thing would just fall apart and people would leave our membership and everything would just, like, I don't know. I would basically have to go and do something else with my life, because again, this is my full-time job. It's my full-time income is running this thing. And so it was a little bit scary to reprioritize finishing the house for so long, but God is gracious and you guys have been wonderful, and it's only grown even in the time without me having my full attention on it. So I'm looking forward to the year ahead, having my full attention back on Redeeming Productivity. I also released my third book this year, Well Done, A Strategy for Life Stewardship.
It's beautiful.
That is actually my favorite book that I've written. It's been a little disappointing in that it didn't have as much marketing power behind it like my Redeeming Productivity book did with Moody Publishers. It was with a smaller publisher, part of a series. I didn't really have a lot of input on how they did things. But I love the book. I was really proud of it, and it was exciting to have it come out. And it's all about stewarding your life. How do you think about the biblical principle of stewardship in terms of how you use your whole life, not just your money or your time? And that really has been the theme for my own life, and writing that book solidified a lot of those things in my own thinking. So now let's transition to talking about some of the changes I'm going to be making in 2024 in my own productivity, how I'm approaching life as a Christian, and some of just the plans I have going into a new year and how I hope to make the most of that for God's glory. So I've separated these into three kind of broad categories. The first one is focus on deep and lasting things. Now, I would say that I try to do this generally, focus on deep and lasting things, my relationship with the Lord, you know, trying to have an internal mindset. But more and more I've seen that there's a lot of things pulling at my attention that are not deep and lasting, that are really distracting. So a couple examples, social media. I pulled way back on social media back in August of this year, and that was part of an experiment. I talked to this about the people in our Redeeming Productivity Academy, but that was part of an experiment to see, what if I just don't do social media as Redeeming Productivity? And the thought behind that really was, I don't like it, but more than that, and more importantly, I would say, is it was ephemeral. When I post a tweet or I post an Instagram story or something like that, it just bugged me endlessly. As somebody who has really tried to focus on having an internal mindset, it's just really bugged me that, like, I sent it and then it's gone. And I understand that it makes an impact sometimes on people and all that, but I just found that so distracting. And I decided that I wanted to focus more on deep and lasting things in terms of what I create. And so I want to write more books. I wrote 3 books in a row and kind of got burnt out on being writing all the time. I was writing a book constantly for 3 years at one point. And I'm now at the place where I think I'm ready to do that because I'm seeing the fruit of that. Just about every week, I get emails from people that say, hey, I read your book and you've really helped me with this. I'm like, man, books really are the future. Books really are still really viable and useful. So I want to focus on that, writing more books. Without, I mean, social media now, I actually deleted it as of last week. It's like so focusing. I'm like, okay, let's just do things that really last. So let's do deeper articles. Let's do more in-depth videos. Let's do books. Let's do stuff that when I make it, it can sit out there and it can serve people for years and years to come, instead of just being gone next week because the algorithm is moving on to the next thing. Likewise, I'm trying to read more books because, like I said in my last video about unreading, that's just you get better stuff when you read. It's been edited, it's been through the ringer, some editor somewhere has approved of this thing, and so I want to consume more deep and lasting things. And the second big heading here on things I'm going to be changing in 2024 really has to do with my productivity systems. I am trying to simplify my tool set. So I have used like a variety of different apps in the past, from OmniFocus to Todoist to Things to all different things for tracking tasks and projects and different goals. You know, the dream is always, oh, I wish I could have one app and just have everything in one place. And I really have come to the place where I think Notion actually can do that. So I've been using Notion since 2019, but it's really matured in the last 4 years, to the point where this year I moved off of Things, which I was using for task management, and started doing all my projects, goals, and task management stuff within Notion in a custom template that I had made. So I was still managing my notes and like highlights from stuff I read, all in an app called Logseq, which is kind of like Rome Research or Obsidian, if you know what those are. They're called connected note-taking apps. But as that database of notes has grown, like there's tens of thousands of them in my database now, it's just really slowed down. Like Logseq is basically unusable for me at this point. Also at the same time, I feel like Notion is at a point where I can use that as my primary note-taking tool. And I'm really excited about that because, like I said, everything else is already there. So I like the idea that I can do some research, for example, on an article or video I want to do, and save those highlights, have them all sync into Notion using Readwise. I still use Readwise. And then connect those in my Notion database to a project or a goal or something like that, and have it all in one place. That sounds so much cleaner to me. And so I'm in the process of moving those notes over right now and having basically one app to rule them all, and it's Notion. So I do plan to do a full video on my new Notion setup. I'll do that in January probably. And that kind of transitions us into the third and the final big
sort of theme of changes I'm making in my life in 2024, and that is slowing down. When I first got into personal productivity stuff in like college and all that, I saw it as a way for me to keep up. What I mean is, like, I think I would diagnose the problem that productivity is trying to solve for most of us, or the reason we try to get into productivity, is we feel like the overwhelming pace of life. There's just too much information, there's too many demands, it's overwhelming, I feel like I'm drowning. That's the language we use a lot of time in the academy. And productivity is like a set of tools that helps me to get my head above water and actually keep up with the crazy pace. But one thing that's really I've been ruminating on for the last 2 years probably is that what if I'm not the problem? What if it's not that I can't keep up with the crazy pace, but the pace of modern life actually is crazy? Like, you can apply all these different techniques to try to manage and spin all the plates at once, but it's actually an impossible endeavor. And so I've slowly, I think, been coming to terms with this more and more and being more deliberate with slowing my life down. And I want to find that sweet spot where I'm pushing myself, I'm being faithful with what the Lord's given me, but I'm not basing the pace of my life on what the world says it should be. You know, there's a quote from J.I. Packer, something like, I want to live slow enough that I can think deep thoughts about God. And that, I really resonate with that, because the times when I'm super busy, I'm constantly just inundated with information, those are not the times when I'm closest to the Lord. But when I pull back, when I'm living in a reasonable pace, I'm taking walks, when I'm thinking, I actually have a closer relationship with the Lord. I feel like I get more of the important stuff done instead of always being in firefighter mode. So I'm trying to slow down more in 2020. That's a long way of saying I'm trying to slow down more. Just focus on trying to serve people through Demon Productivity, trying to serve my family, serve my local church, and that's it. Live a simple life. I don't want to try to do everything. I want to do a few things really, really well. And I think that's what faithfulness looks like, is taking what God's given you, the few responsibilities, and just doing them with excellence. So if you stuck around to the end of this video, well done. I'm sorry if this one was a little bit boring or self-serving. I just wanted to share a little bit behind the scenes with you guys, and I'd be interested, if you want to share in the comments, what are changes you're wanting to make in 2024? What's a theme maybe you want to shoot for in this new year so you can be more faithful to the Lord? It's a good time to be thinking about those things. So thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video, which will be in the next year. Bye, guys.